Hi, I'm Ken.
And I'm Dee.
And this is Antiques Freaks.
The good podcast for good people.
Sure. This week's topic is...
What is it?
Haunted dolls.
Haunted doll watch!
No, that's copyright.
It's not copyrighted.
It is. We can't have it. I'm sorry. We do have haunted dolls, though.
Haunted doll lookout.
Haunted doll awareness.
This is Haunted Doll Awareness Month.
Now, Dee, pray tell, what is a haunted doll?
Oh, geez, I don't know, man. What could it be?
It's a doll that's haunted.
All right, you're saying a lot of words right now.
I sure am.
Are you positing, like, as a statement of fact on this podcast, that ghosts are real?
Sure.
Dude, that's why... No, you're gonna... Wait, can we get that money now? Isn't that the guy that's gonna get, like, who pays, like, $1 billion if you figure out ghosts?
You're thinking of the Black Tapes podcast, which I must remind you isn't real.
wasn't I? Anyway, saying ghosts are real is a bold claim. I do think you're going to get us in trouble.
So, okay.
With ghosts.
Okay, so me saying ghosts are real is outrageous. Mm. You strongly believing in your heart that the Black Tapes podcast, a fictional serial podcast, is real. It's just not gonna be commented on or
no, that was
addressed.
An error of stupidity and not a claim.
So you firmly believe that Black Tapes are real?
No, I firmly believe that I'm an idiot.
You firmly believe that the Black Tapes are real and the Pacific Northwest media is coming for us. And
yeah, probably. That part I do believe.
So haunted dolls.
They are haunted.
Some examples, just in case this concept isn't clear for you yet. Chucky from the film Child's Play.
That's not real either. Thought this podcast was just us pointing out stuff that's not real.
The film is, in fact, it does exist.
No, but the Chucky isn't real.
From 1988, it is based on the My Buddy doll, popular in the earlier decades. A doll. It come to life. It possessed by a serial killer, and he kill everyone. This doll, he murder. Annabelle from the film Annabelle.
Well, that one's real.
In the movie, she is a porcelain doll that is possessed by demons and does a murder.
She is a comically evil-looking porcelain doll to the extent that you are actually forced to confront that the movie wants you to believe that this was a regular doll sold to children.
That this was a regular doll that someone picked up and said, "Aw, how sweet."
My child
and purchased and brought into their home on purpose, deliberately.
Despite being obviously designed by someone working for a horror movie.
She is based on the real-life haunted doll, Annabelle, who is actually a Raggedy Ann doll.
See, also, the doll, a kind of doll you might, like, reasonably give a child.
But a doll that someone else holds the copyright to.
Yeah.
So.
But you can make the doll look not...
Haunted?
Not freakishly, not like, you know, if you know the battle scar Chucky, nobody's gonna pick that up and be like... Susie, I love it! Like, it's...
Yeah, it is notable that Chucky starts out the film as essentially indistinguishable from a My Buddy doll that you would find on the shelf in any given toy store.
Yeah, that's what makes it scary. Like, Annabelle loses the plot because she's got this leering grin and blackened eyes.
She starts out very obviously possessed and only gets more possessed from there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why they could have done an off-brand stuffed doll.
The actual facts, Raggedy Ann was, according to legend, owned by a nursing student in the 60s and 70s who experienced, quote, demonic activity.
Vague.
However, this claim is made by Ed and Lorraine Warren, noted paranormal fraudsters, so...
Well, I don't... Are we
take
allowed
it
to...
with a grain of salt.
Are we allowed to say that now?
They're both dead, it's fine.
Wait, Ed died?
Ed died first. Lorraine
wait,
died,
wait,
like,
wait,
last
Lorraine
year.
Wait, Lorraine died? No, one of them's still alive.
No.
You killed them...
I did not kill the Warrens. Their lies did.
Okay, well, yeah, they are liars.
And there is also Robert the doll.
Oh, yeah, we have heard from Robert.
We haven't heard...
About Robert.
We haven't heard from the doll.
I've missed him so.
He sends the loveliest postcards. Once owned by painter/author Robert Eugene Otto, young Otto blamed childhood accidents and pranks on the doll... And therefore, the doll gained supernatural powers, including moving around, changing facial expressions, and giggling.
Supernatural powers such as giggling.
Currently owned by East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. And museum visitors who do not respect Robert the doll reportedly suffer accidents afterward.
How do you disrespect the doll? Do you walk into the room and you're like,
fuck you, doll.
You're not haunted!
I'm just picturing you walking in with your God Won't Let Me Die booty shorts and just, like, slapping your ass at the doll and going, haunt this!
That's not disrespect, it's an invitation.
Dino.
I don't know why you would immediately read that as disrespect. It's incredibly respectful.
Now, if you're in the market for a haunted doll, where should you go to get one?
Oh, that's easy. eBay.
eBay has a thriving haunted doll market. I was unable to track down the very first haunted listing, for which I apologize, but I can say it began in the early 2000s and boomed throughout the 2010s, despite eBay banning metaphysical items in August of 2012.
Do you think that they, when they started the website, they knew that they'd have to do that someday?
Nope. I think this came as something of an unexpected surprise. I believe this was an unanticipated issue for eBay.
We have to make rules about curses.
The ban included, quote, spells, curses, hexing, conjuring, magic prayers, blessing services, magic potions, and healing sessions.
Prayers.
You can't sell prayers, much to the misfortune of the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church would have a word. God, if Martin Luther were here now, I put an eBay bid on an indulgence, Mr. Luther. How does that feel?
How does it feel? In a related matter, Vox.com found an official eBay statement regarding the sale of human souls.
Good. I mean, you want to cover that.
Quote, eBay does not allow the auctioning of human souls for the following reasons.
Oh.
If the soul does not exist, eBay could not allow the auctioning of the soul because there would be nothing to sell.
eBay taking a hard stance on whether or not we have souls.
However, if the soul does exist, then in accordance with eBay's policy on human parts and remains, we would not allow the auctioning of human souls.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. eBay didn't want to take the hard line.
No, either way, it's banned.
That's good. That's good. eBay's got some, let's call them very flexible lawyers.
However, unofficially, if the soul is trapped in a doll, you can absolutely sell the doll. Whether or not the soul goes along for the ride is up to the soul.
I see. It's like consent first soul bartering.
Many sellers get around this by saying, you are buying only the physical doll. The ghost is a free gift.
I'm also picturing eBay and what I'm imagining is like, it's a rabid team of lawyers. And just going like, ah! I can't stop them from giving away ghosts for free.
Listen, if the ghost wants to go, I can't stop the ghost from going. According to an anonymous seller interviewed by Cracked.com, 2011 was the high point of haunted doll sales.
No, those halcyon days.
Here's the thing, I would say they are still pretty well up there.
A brief eBay search, yes, has convinced me of the same.
Vibrant, vibrant market. So here is the haunted doll listing formula. Step one, a doll.
Very important.
Typically porcelain.
Ghost sponge.
With three subcategories, according to Catherine Carlson, writing for The New Yorker.
Yeah?
Baby.
It's cold outside.
Victorian lady. Or clown.
Oh! Wait, are those the souls or the kinds of dolls?
The kinds of dolls.
Oh!
Which I might attribute to those being the three most common kinds of porcelain doll.
I would 100% support that suggestion.
Because, like, most porcelain dolls are either babies, Victorian ladies, or clowns.
Yeah, you actually do not get a lot in between. I was actually horrified because I thought that the most common souls you encountered were babies, Victorian women, and clowns.
I mean, they do tend to be themed to their vessel. And next, it's story time.
All right.
The listing includes tales of haunting phenomena experienced with the doll, including whispers, giggling, dream visitation, nightmares, cold spots, strange smells, lights flickering, general electrical disturbances, bad luck, good luck, objects moving, doll itself moving or blinking or turning head or changing expression, teleporting, or just straight up walking around.
That last one is a lot to take in.
Yeah?
Well, I'll give you that you maybe thought some of that other stuff was happening, but like, it's just saying, like, I watched this doll regular ass walk around on its legs.
Thump, thump, thump.
Like J. Edgar Hoover in white pants on a Sunday afternoon, just strolling.
They see me strolling, they haunted.
Like, it's just, it's a lot, like, I think at that point you were setting up high expectation for what this doll, what kind of shenanigans this doll will get up to in my employ.
In the last 5 years or so, Storytime has expanded into self-proclaimed paranormal researchers communicating with the doll through Ouija board, pendulum, tarot card reading, etc. to get the ghost or demon's backstory.
It's so important.
It's very important. It usually involves a tragic death, such as fire, car crash, or falling downstairs.
Yeah, all right. Okay, if that's how it goes, then good luck getting that one out of my haunted doll. I'm not gonna say I died some dumb, like, Annabelle over there died, like, in a terrible passion, and I'm gonna be like, ah, I tumble down some stairs.
In a terrible passion.
Yeah. I was holding soup. And I was just really upset.
The listings also include subtle variations on a boilerplate disclaimer.
Okay.
Auction is for the doll only, for entertainment purposes only, and the seller is not responsible for any paranormal activity that does or does not ensue after the sale.
That's a good clause. The ghost is your problem in every direction.
The lack of ghost is also your problem.
That is also your issue.
Now, there has been some media coverage of the eBay haunted doll community throughout the 2010s, but things really pop off in 2015.
I wonder why.
Due to either the October 2014 release of the film Annabelle, or the January 20th, 2015 premiere of the first ever haunted doll watch segment on the hit comedy advice podcast My Brother and Me by oldest brother Justin McElroy.
A classic.
Yes. The segment consists of Justin reading aloud a randomly selected haunted doll eBay listing with color commentary from himself and his brothers. It is extremely good.
It's very good.
To date, there have been 24 haunted doll watches, including episode 240, Ruth, spirit of a 17-year-old girl who froze to death in the early 1900s while traveling, which sounds a little familiar to anyone who's heard our Frozen Charlotte episode. Episode 252 has Genie, who will get into your makeup. And episode 329, which has Samantha, who shoots healing white light from her eyes.
Just normal things.
Just normal doll things. When he was interviewed by New York Public Radio, Justin got into haunted dolls on eBay when, quote, "My wife actually stumbled across them on eBay and thought it might be a funny podcast bit. I immediately stole the idea from her and started accepting full credit for the discovery." In conclusion, thank Dr. Sidney McElroy for Haunted Doll Watch.
I mean, they were right. It's a very funny bit.
It is extremely funny, so much so that after this episode comes out, there is a flurry of 2015 articles about haunted dolls on eBay, including NPR.
NPR is like, I have got to check out what's going on with these dolls.
Now, either the McElroys are extremely popular, which, true. Or NPR heard about it through the head of Maximum Fun, who used to work for NPR.
I don't know if I buy that. Maybe it came to him in a dream.
Oh my god. They were haunted by Haunted Doll Watch. Now, since July 15th, 2019, eBay has sold over 2,700 haunted dolls.
Much to their chagrin, I imagine.
So that's in the last 3 months. Oh. They have sold 2,700 dolls.
That's a lot of ghosts.
That's 2,700 ghosts, and that's terrible.
That is terrible.
And that's not just listed, that is sold. These are auctions that have ended and that someone ended up paying money for a ghost at the end of it.
So those are the reasonably priced ghosts.
Well, the highest price for haunted 16-inch spiritual doll spirit vessel, supernatural paranormal power, was acquired from Wiccan Estate Sale.
A good name.
Activity includes cold spots, bumps in the night, etc. And as for the seller, inserting their own biography into this real quick, quote, "We have way over 2,000 spirit dolls here in my home, and we are having way too much paranormal activity in our home, so I must pass some of these spiritual dolls on to others that will take care of them and give them a great new home."
I can't imagine why these 2,000 restless ghosts are causing such a goddamn ruckus.
How the fuck do you get over 2,000 haunted dolls, you ask?
She's psychic. Don't quote, be dense.
Quote, "People on here are always asking me how do I have so many spiritual dolls to sell here on eBay, so I thought I would give you all some background on me. I also live by a very old and large cemetery that backs up to my home, so I have no problem attracting spirits and entities to attach themselves to my items."
Wait, she just comes out with like a butterfly net?
This also conflicts with the earlier claims of taking ghost detecting equipment to estate sales and antique shops. But sure.
How do you attract the sun? Is she out in the graveyard just waggling the doll back and forth? Just going like, eh? Yeah, it's nice, right?
Well, that's the thing. Like, she's claiming she's taking ghost detecting equipment to the places she buys the dolls from, but she's also getting souls from the cemetery behind her house.
What are the ethics of just taking souls from a cemetery?
She's double-souling these dolls. She's buying already haunted dolls and putting more ghosts into the doll that's already haunted.
Oh my god, she's a fucking ghost slumlord.
Oh my god. She also claims to be among the first to sell haunted items on eBay.
That's fake. You're fake. Like, here, I know everything else is, like, actually looked pretty legit so far with this person, but...
Anyway, after 15 bids, this lot sold for $5,600.
What? Wait.
Plus $7.90 for shipping.
She basically just said a bunch of, like, cockamamie garbage, and then everyone was like, well, that makes sense. Double ghosts in one doll, you say?
They paid $5,600 for the doll, and they didn't even get free shipping.
They don't even get free shipping?
No, it's $7.90.
I'd imagine if it were that haunted, it could float right over to you. Could just jam-packed with delicious ghost flavor.
Now, for your mid-tier haunted dolls, we have seller Mystic Magics, with a K, who, in the same three-month period, sold several haunted dolls for between $399.99 and $499.99.
$4.99?
No, $499.99.
Well, you know, it's that thing where if you see it's a cent cheaper, it like it feels like you're getting a deal on the haunted doll. On a several hundred dollar haunted doll. Hey, PSA, that's like a Nintendo Switch, which I guarantee is more entertaining than the doll.
Among these haunted dolls are, and bear in mind, all of these listings are in all caps, Haunted Doll, Yate, Shaitan Jin, Revenge, Make Your Enemies Beg for Mercy.
Alright, that's immediately scanning as a little racist.
It's a white girl doll.
There's a Shaitan Jin in it.
Haunted Doll, Cipriana, Elite Wishing Spirit, Access Powerful White Magic.
Oh, Elite. Oh, jeez, wait, she got the key card on this bitch?
Magic with a K. Also a white girl doll.
Top clearance.
Haunted Doll, Rennie, Elite Wealth Giving Spirit, No More Financial Struggles.
Is this all the same doll?
Another white girl doll.
Oh.
These are all different dolls. Haunted Doll, Mordecai, Dampier, Half Vampire, Half Human, Protection, Revenge.
Yeah, alright, well, okay, well, you're piling on things you need me to believe now.
White Boy Doll. And Haunted Doll, Angron, Demon King Entity, 2 feet tall, Black Magic, Paranormal.
If I were a Demon King, would I accept being 2 feet tall in my only manifestation?
Would you accept being in a Harlequin Clown?
Absolutely not. Hard line. This is the King of Hell. And he's in this tiny clown body now.
It's where he belongs. And on the low end of the last 3 months of sold haunted dolls on eBay, we have all lowercase haunted doll. Sold July 29th for $10 with free shipping.
Okay, wow.
Quote, if any of you are interested in the paranormal, then this haunted doll is for you. She is part porcelain and part filled body. She is pretty, but my grandchildren will not stay in the house if she is out. She has been known to change positions on her own and follow you around with her head moving from side to side. I don't want to part with her, but I have to.
Why, yeah, you don't, huh? Gotten real fond of that behavior? See, that one I believe.
And now we break for questions.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah?
What the fuck? I actually need to cycle back to the sheer audacity of, like, not only begging the belief that there are ghosts, and also that ghosts would manifest in a doll, but also that vampires are real and one died and became a ghost and now lives in a doll.
Vampires are real and created a half-vampire who then died and inhabited a ghost.
Yeah. Of course.
Obvi. Do haunted doll sellers believe their own hype?
Well, that last one, it seems like, actually got on pretty well. So maybe...
Out of all sellers interviewed in the last 5 years, only the anonymous seller interviewed by Cracked.com admitted that the listings weren't haunted. Although they did go so far as to fake footage of a haunted teddy bear breaking a chair.
I would love to see that footage.
Quote, I also suspect that many of the sellers are saner than they appear. So if you hear about these sellers who give interviews and swear they believe in the dolls, I'd say they no more believe in the dolls than I do. I can't prove it, and they wouldn't admit it, certainly not in any article with their name and face, where the whole point is to attract publicity to their stores. But I'm convinced that no one who believes in these dolls would sell them. They might keep and treasure them. They might give them to a museum or a research institute. But no one who genuinely thinks they own hundreds of souls of the dead will shove them off on eBay for $100 apiece.
Well, to that I say, you haven't met me.
T, we've been over this. You can't sell souls.
If souls were real, I would peddle them like popcorn.
You can only sell the doll.
20 to
you
a
can't
bag.
Sell the soul. The soul is a free gift.
It's a buy one inert object, get 20 souls free.
Dino. These poor fucking dolls are packed like sardines with souls.
Well, apparently that one lady's out there just like
doubling up.
Yeah, well, she's just out there with a net, like scooping up grandpa and throwing him in.
Now, what happens when you buy a haunted doll?
You get haunted. What?
If it's 2017 and your name is Lee Steer, the doll scratches your dad.
Why would? Like a cat?
Yeah. They were doing a live stream of the haunted doll, and they left the room for like a minute, and when they came back, their dad had scratches on his arm.
Wait, they left the room that the doll was in?
Yeah.
And he got scratched when he left the room?
Yeah.
Sounds like it wasn't the doll.
Or...
I'm no scientist, but I think you have to be in the room for it to be something's fault.
The father was in the room with the doll.
Was he trying to clip it to nails?
I don't believe so. Also... Una Dabiero, writing for Babe.net, experienced nightmares and also saw her doll move.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I've had those as well.
While I was looking in the mirror, I saw Charlotte flip over in the corner of my eye.
Rowdy bitch.
She turned from upright to completely on her face, y'all. Explain that.
Drunk.
Do you know?
Drunk ghost.
And Kevin Kane, paranormal investigator interviewed by Vox.com, explains, quote, "A young woman bought a doll online that was supposed to be haunted by a kind, positive spirit, but she ended up with something dark and malevolent. After a string of strange occurrences culminating in feeling tiny hands around her neck one night..."
Well, did she roll her tiny-handed husband?
"She contacted Kane and shipped the doll off to him."
Murderous borrowers.
"Luckily, he knew how to bind the demonic spirit. Ultimately, sealing the doll in a box coated in holy water and storing it on the highest shelf in his home, where it remains."
That's a very vivacious method of sealing an evil spirit, which is putting it up too high for anyone to reach.
Also, okay, a box coated in holy water.
You mean that evaporates?
Yes. So now, does the Holy Ghost evaporate along with the water molecules? Or does it stay behind like salt?
I think if you use the right prayer, it consecrates it. So like that does scan.
That would evaporate?
Well, it evaporates, but like the blessing doesn't.
Oh, okay.
God so doesn't leave you when the holy water dries.
Because like, according to the laws laid down by Dungeons & Dragons, holy water cannot be used to coat a weapon to give you advantage against certain enemies. You need holy oil for that.
Yeah, well... I don't want to disappoint you, but there are actually one or more differences between the Holy Catholic Roman Church and D&D.
Not a whole lot, in my experience.
You've been having some wild experiences.
Meanwhile, on BuzzFeed.
You know, only one of those canons can you kill God, and it's the Catholic Church.
All right, Philip Pullman. Meanwhile, on BuzzFeed, contributor Joanna Borns penned the article, "I bought a haunted doll from eBay and now she's my friend."
Well, you know.
For $33.99, she purchased Mary, an apparently normal porcelain doll supposedly housing the spirit of a teenage girl from the 1950s Ohio who loved to paint.
Great.
She also used the ghost tracking app Ghost Radar, which essentially generates random ghost text.
It does, yeah, it is entirely random.
Also, because she works at BuzzFeed, she got R.L. Stein's opinion on the doll.
That doesn't track the way I think you thought it did when you said that sentence, but okay.
His verdict? Haunted.
Well, okay, R.L. Stein's gonna break book kayfabe to be like, "I don't know what you guys think of me, but I don't believe in ghosts."
To quote Borns, "As I unboxed my new haunted doll, I immediately felt like I had to treat her with respect or risk the wrath of a ghost."
All right.
And as the experiment progressed, quote, "I was starting to grow fond of Mary, maybe too fond. Some of my coworkers theorized that Mary had possessed me. I found myself saying things like, 'I am her keeper, and I'll do as I please,' which was a little disturbing, but not necessarily paranormal."
It sounds like she read a Georgia at Higher book and got like a little too into it.
Rude.
Yeah.
Also, "In the time that has passed since Mary's first day in the offices, attitudes towards her have shifted. One coworker, who threatened to quit when Mary first came out of the box, recently hugged her and said, 'We love and respect Mary.'"
Just like that, huh?
"Either this doll is not haunted or she's managed to possess us all."
Why are those the only two options?
More on this phenomenon later.
Oh, middle ground.
Why buy a haunted doll?
Lonely.
Are you reading my notes?
No, that's just like literally the only motivation I can think to have one. Like, other than that, just being, like, extremely chaotic and just, like, I really don't like how my stuff is all in, like, the place I put my stuff. I wish it were flying rapidly across the room.
I feel like you could just buy a big fan for that.
I mean, I could use my hands. You can be the chaos you want to see in your room.
Reason number one. Because you work for an internet magazine and you could expense it and generate content all at once. Two birds, one haunted stone.
Now, did the person who did it write that?
I wrote that.
Oh,
with my human hands.
Okay, I wasn't sure if the person at the BuzzFeed article was like, no. I only bought this because I thought it would be a lark.
Reason number two, according to Jane Harris of HauntedDolls.com, as interviewed by Vice UK, there are some people who are interested because they don't have children of their own.
What?
They ask if I've come across any spirited children that are in limbo, Jane explained, adding that adopting a haunted doll isn't always the right course of action for someone in that position.
No, huh? Yeah, what? No, wanting to be a real parent? It's actually like sort of like a bitter disappointment to adopt a ghost?
Reason number three, sheer loneliness.
Wow, sheer
Harris again, quote, there's the appeal of companionship for some new owners, with many simply compelled to adopt through a need to connect with any spirit available.
Anything, please. I'm so lonely.
It's just like, dogs and cats exist.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Goldfish exist.
Yeah, volunteer at a cat shelter. Like, go see a therapist. Like, I don't know what to tell you. A haunted doll actually should be your last, like, your very last option.
Reason number four, according to parapsychic medium John Sixth Sense.
Is that, yeah?
Interviewed by Vice UK.
Yeah, he's the one that wrote the movie, right?
I don't think so. Paranormal investigation groups want haunted dolls to take along as props on ghost hunts.
Props?
Yeah.
Why do they have to be haunted if they're props?
Listen.
You could buy, I have wonderful money-saving news. If it's a prop, it doesn't have to be genuine.
Now, this is either they want something to make their fake ghost hunt look real, or, much like on the My Brother and Me TV show, they're going to a location that may or may not be haunted, so they want to make sure they bring something genuinely haunted with them, so it's not a total bust.
So it's like cane toads, but with ghosts.
It's like stalking a fish pond.
Yeah, yeah, you're like seeding the area with ghosts.
Yes.
That seems dangerous, given that some of them might be dumb peers or the king of hell.
Reason number five, according to Katrin Riedick, a haunted doll owner interviewed by Supernatural Magazine.
Of course.
Haunted dolls are a great way to practice your psychic powers.
Of course, well, yeah. I mean, what's the end game for your psychic powers at that point?
Quote, when you own a spirited doll or item, you can do sessions in your own home whenever you want.
You can't already?
But this way you're guaranteed to be contacting a spirit.
Listen, I think a lot of people have died in the span of the entire history of the human world. I think you're never not in contact with a spirit.
Spooky.
It's very spooky.
Reason number six, fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Haunted dolls are fun.
They're not.
Remember fun?
No.
When was the last time you let yourself enjoy something?
I played a PS4.
In conclusion, buy a haunted doll today.
No, like, get a hobby. And it can't be communing with your haunted doll.
But perhaps purchasing is not enough.
Are you about to advocate murder?
You've looked at the pile of free money on the ground and decided you want to grab a handful of that.
Yeah, this better not be tilting into murder.
You want to sell a haunted doll on eBay.
Okay, I thought you were going to get into making a haunted doll.
Let's go. Step one, acquire doll.
Oh god, it's still going to get to murder.
For this step, I went to my parents' house and scoured my old bedroom for dolls.
It's a good first step.
I found the clown.
Oh, is that in caps, the clown?
The clown. This is a 8.5-inch tall clown doll with a porcelain head, a sandbag body, and cotton batting filled arms and legs that end in little, how would you describe? You have seen the doll.
Nubbins.
Little nubbins.
See, nubbins is less horrifying to think about.
Little clown nubbins.
Clown nubbins. The hot new menu item at Wendy's.
Half of its outfit is blue polka dots. The other half is red polka dots. It's got kind of a harlequin-y face.
It's fashionable.
With a flower over one eye.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had expected to find two clowns.
Well, the other one was haunted already.
My sister confirms the existence of a second clown, but she cannot confirm what the second clown looked like because I remember a purple and green suit and she remembers another red and blue suit. So already we have a terrifying mystery.
Yeah, it seems like the clown was messing with your minds.
Anyway, I returned home with the clown to my extremely haunted apartment. Now, at the risk of doxing myself,
Here goes.
I live in an apartment building that was originally a 1930s hotel built for visiting mill owners. Which means not only does it just kind of look like a Lovecraftian horror setting
really
from
does.
All angles, but it also has a dumbwaiter and a non-functional old-fashioned telephone hanging out the wall. And a speaking tube.
More on
these later. Step 1A, clean the clown.
I hate that. Hey, can we never have that set statement out loud on our podcast ever again?
Clean the clown.
Man, you did it.
Clean your clown.
A second time. That sounds like a euphemism for fighting.
Clown cleaner.
Gonna clean your clown, buddy.
Turns out OxyClean, the stain specialist, is great for this. Put the clown in an OxyClean bath for 24 hours. No more mildew. Thanks, OxyClean.
Please ensure that the clown is in fact dull and not a regular clown.
No, this works on regular clowns.
I wouldn't try it.
Thus began Clown Spa Day, at which point it occurred to me to start documenting the process with photos.
I see. By the time you had Clown Spa Day, you weren't worried that you were in too deep?
Nope. After the overnight hot tub with the clown, it was then dried with my hairdryer for several hours.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Were you in the tub with the clown?
I was not in the tub with the clown.
Okay.
The clown had its own little rubber tub in the hall by the non-functional telephone.
Right.
Which I'm assuming it used to call all of its other clown ghost friends.
Yeah, to gossip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next step was research the clown.
Yeah.
The clown is apparently an Artmark Chicago doll, and most eBay listings price it between $10 and $20.
Oh, not bad.
For the non-haunted variety. However, this, the one I have, definitely haunted, for sure.
100 haunted.
At least 10 haunted. Step 2, list that doll.
1, a doll.
No,
like that?
No, not like that. As in, set up an eBay listing.
Oh.
With the doll clean and dry, the time came for clown modeling.
Now that I like.
You were there for this.
I was there for that, yeah.
This involved pulling up the dumbwaiter in my apartment and discovering treasure inside.
A full flask of schnapps.
A full flask branded with the Philadelphia Eagles logo. Which we removed for the moment so we could put the clown inside and photograph it.
I did add in a sort of blackmail letter.
When we returned the flask to the dumbwaiter.
Yeah. They have yet to respond with my $5.
They have drank half the schnapps.
The impunity, let me just say.
So we put the doll in the dumbwaiter, photographed it, then put the dumbwaiter down a bit and put the doll on top of the dumbwaiter. So it was like found in an elevator shaft. Spooky.
As if rising from the depths.
This also involved crawling around on the floor in the hallways to prop the clown up without being seen by the camera or God.
Well, God saw.
Yes. And then Dee got the brilliant idea to hop into the incredibly old and spooky elevator.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated it 100%.
That was 100% your idea. You were the one who looked at the doll, looked at the elevator, and said, hey, this would be great.
Do I look like a person who regularly has good and like self-preserving ideas?
I mean, you did start a podcast.
What? Okay.
So, Dee, how would you describe your haunted clown elevator experience?
Claustrophobic. It's a bad elevator, and I don't like it.
It does, however, have a teeny tiny window in it, just the right size for a clown face.
Just the right size for, and a little clown hand.
Little clown hands. Hello. And then I created an eBay account, because this is science, and I wanted a fresh start.
far from the beleaguered past of your other eBay account.
Uploaded the photos and wrote an item description.
For sale. Clown never worn. The world's saddest short story.
Who doesn't love a good creative writing exercise? According to Kat Bowers of Etsy shop Fugitive Cat Creations, as interviewed by Vox.com, quote, best sellers tend to be inhabited by female spirits that have some sort of empowerment angle.
Yeah? Sorry, boys.
Anyone who's listened to this podcast knows I am incapable of positivity, so we couldn't go that route.
Okay.
So I decided to go full spooky.
Extremely spook.
As spooktacular as possible.
I recently moved into an apartment building that used to be a hotel for visiting mill owners in the 1930s. The apartment includes a dumbwaiter that goes down to the basement. When I opened the dumbwaiter, I found this clown doll. Removing the clown from the dumbwaiter was my first mistake. This doll looks like an Artmark Chicago porcelain clown doll. Probably made in the 1980s or early 1990s. The spirit inhabiting it is definitely older. It measures 8.5 from hat to foot. The head is porcelain with cloth limbs and a body that feels like it's packed with sand. I don't like to hold it for too long, because after a few moments I can feel something pulsing inside, like a heartbeat. The doll is most active at night. It moves around from room to room within the apartment. The cloth hands and feet make a soft, pitter-patter sound, with the occasional loud thuds from its sandbag body. I have seen it move once. It skitters around like a starfish on all four limbs. I do not want to see it move again. I have also heard what sounds like children's laughter and whispering. It makes the lights flicker and creates cold spots when it is near. Attempts to communicate with the spirit through Ouija board, pendant, etc. have not ended well. From what little information I was able to gather, before the spirit violently ended the session, I believe this may be the spirit of a child who died while working in the mills and sought out the hotel to wreak vengeance on the mill owners. I am hoping to sell this doll to someone experienced in haunted, possessed, or otherwise supernatural artifacts. I cannot guarantee that the spirit will remain with the doll when I ship it, but I'm hoping for the best. To comply with eBay policy, I must inform you that you are buying only the physical doll, and it is for entertainment purposes only. I am not responsible for any haunting or other activity that does or does not occur after purchase. Absolutely no returns!
So that was fun. Did not actually get to do a Ouija board session because we can't find the vintage Ouija board that Dee bought several years ago.
I think that might actually be haunted, yes.
And with that, we posted the 7-day auction, starting at $9.99 with a buy-it-now price of $19.99. And that's when I started experiencing behavior change toward the doll.
Yeah?
So, prior to this whole nonsense, my feelings toward the doll were indifference bordering on contempt.
Okay, yeah.
I hated this clown as a child. Not because I was scared of it, but because I hated all toys I wasn't allowed to play with.
Oh, and being a porcelain doll.
Yeah.
I see.
But after I listed it, I started feeling protective of the clown. And I started holding it to my chest to keep it warm. And just generally being very gentle in my handling of it. And giving it a cushion to sit down on during the day. And tucking it in at night in a shoebox bed with a washcloth blanket.
You know that you don't have to keep the grift up, right?
Turns out I am not alone in this. This is something experienced by other haunted doll buyers and sellers. As mentioned earlier in BuzzFeed's, I bought a haunted doll from eBay and now she's my friend. And also with Crack.com's anonymous doll selling source.
Okay.
If I may quote. I stored Ashley, a haunted doll, in my room and just sort of kept her in the bag I'd carried her out of the shop in. But then one time, I woke up in the middle of the night and swore I heard something shuffling in one corner, the end of the room with Ashley in her nylon prison. I dropped out of bed, stepped up to her, and moved the doll into the hallway so I could stop panicking and sleep. After that, I got rid of the bag and vowed to treat the doll nicely by laying it in a blanket-lined box. Sure, I was being completely stupid. The doll wasn't actually haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the doll's not haunted.
So what I think is going on psychologically, at least on my end, is that I don't actually want to mail someone a curse for money.
So you think you developed morals?
I think I developed morals and was trying to imbue the doll with good vibes by treating it nicely.
It's a doll.
Listen.
Can I posit an alternative theory?
I'm bugfuck nuts.
You maybe just discovered that human beings actually just sort of like dolls. Like, dolls are nice and fun, and sometimes it feels good to play with them.
Now, are you saying this dispassionately, or because you have recently invested in several ball-jointed dolls of your own?
I like dolls, yeah. And I think perhaps, like, a warm feeling towards a doll. Like, I take slight umbrage at the idea that liking a doll is an inherently cursed action. Like, I think that dolls are toys for reasons, and what you may have discovered in yourself is that you think dolls are nice toys.
Right. But, like, I didn't give a shit about this clown until I told someone it was haunted.
I didn't give a shit about dolls at all until I was in my 30s. And none of those are haunted. God, I wish they were.
I have seen your doll's face. It is absolutely haunted.
It's not haunted. It's just...
It's at least 10 haunted.
It's just got unpleasant eyes.
It's just got, if I may be extremely rude to your doll for a moment.
That's gonna be hard to hear, but...
The worst face I have ever
that's
seen.
That's so rough! I don't... Listen, I'm replacing his head, but that seems like a lot.
I cannot wait for you to replace his head, because I hate his current head. I hate its anime baby face so much.
But it's an aesthetic thing, not because you think the whole doll is haunted.
Honestly, if any doll were going to be haunted, I'd put money on that head.
Did this experiment convert you? but to hauntings instead of thinking dolls are nice. And that, like, rediscovering your aptitude for gentle play as an adult is, like, sometimes, like, a nice feeling.
Step three. We wait.
For you to admit you like dolls.
Posted listing on October 8th at 11:26 p.m. Received first bid October 9th at 12:16 p.m. for $9.99. eBay sent me a notification. Quote, your item is going to sell. More on that later. On October 9th at 9:09 p.m. I received a message from eBay user Rowan. Quote, I don't want the doll, but I will pay to see that dumbwaiter and old elevator.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, yeah.
Which, honestly, is 100 times scarier than any haunted doll.
It occurs to me now that they might have just wanted pictures, which would have been a good deal.
Still, though, hi, internet stranger. Can you photograph the inside of your house for me? No reason.
I want to see your apartment.
Yeah, like...
For regular reasons.
For normal reasons. For cool, normal reasons.
This is a normal thing to ask. I want to see your home.
No, dude, I fucking live here. My reply, I appreciate the interest, but the auction is for the doll. Rowan did not go on to place a bid. Ah. Meanwhile, the bidding war began. Buyer A, $9.99. Buyer B, $10.49. Then they go back and forth in 50-cent increments until we get to $14, placed by buyer C on Ooh. October 13th.
A newcomer.
Buyer D counters with 15.
Not me.
And then C and D bid back and forth all day in 50-cent increments until C achieves the high bid of $28.
It's so much more than I expected.
Then, October 14th, 10:32 p.m. I am in bed, ready for sleeps.
The clown woke you up.
I receive an email from eBay. Your eBay account is temporarily suspended while we verify your information.
Was it because of you were trying to sell a ghost?
No. It was because when I made the account, I put the shop name as Antiques Freaks instead of my legal name.
Oh, they hate that, yeah.
Why they didn't bring this up when I made the account, when the first bid was placed, when the second bid was placed, at any point prior to the final sale, I don't know. But I did get to call customer service because eBay does not have a text or email option for contacting their customer service. I had to call and speak to a human being on the phone at 11 o'clock in the evening. It was great. It was genuinely a pretty good conversation. The customer service representative was very polite and sweet.
Well, it's not their fault that these things happen. Your indignation seems to boil down to having to call someone. I thought you were, like, momentarily, like, briefly ashamed that you had to call them and say, like, you let me sell my clown! You listen here!
I think you overestimate the amount of shame I'm capable of.
Yeah, that's... I guess I am. Because you just said all those horrible things about my doll.
So, the very helpful customer service representative reinstated my account. However...
Lost the bids.
The active listing is now a draft listing, and while I can relist it, all of the watchers and bids are permagone.
It's such a bullshit thing.
3 days before I have to record a podcast about selling haunted dolls on eBay.
Whoa. Clown curse?
The shortest available auction duration is 3 days. I relisted the haunted doll as a 3-day auction and screamed myself to sleep.
I think the doll... You know, now you're actually flipping me. I think the doll may have genuinely been haunted. It ruined your eBay account. The doll reported you. eBay was gonna let it slide.
Okay, so if the account name I entered when I created the account was a problem... Why didn't they bring that up when I created the account with that name?
I have no idea how their screening process works.
It's garbage. It works like garbage because it doesn't bother doing anything, not even after it get a bid on the item and eBay sends me a notification that says, quote, your item is going to sell.
I think it might be a report-based system, which is why it, like, happened irregularly instead of, like, on an automatic.
Oh, no, it didn't happen irregularly. It happened as the auction ended.
Oh, okay. I don't know how it works then.
eBay said, you have $28. And then eBay said, no you don't. Fuck off.
I take it back.
Dawn of the final day.
Oh god, Link didn't get all the masks, did he?
October 15th, 8:19 a.m. I get an email from eBay. The clown has sold. Bidder A has returned. They have snagged the clown for the buy it now price of $19.99.
Oh, well, they had like a rare glimpse into the future where they knew that they weren't gonna get it that cheap.
The bidding on the original listing had reached $28. eBay owes me $9.
eBay, you can just deposit it into our Patreon.
Yeah, eBay, patreon.com/antiquesfreaks. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, it's cool.
This also comes with a note from the buyer. Thank you for this haunted doll, if it's really haunted.
That's a very magnanimous of them.
As Dee has already posited, it might be haunted.
Well, it certainly did ruin your eBay experience.
Because I went to Office Max to print out the eBay listing.
Okay.
So, go to Office Max, email it to their print server, go to the self-service printer, print it out. First page prints fine. And the second page...
Oh, physical evidence.
Looks like this. This is supposed to be the auction listing, and what it is red HTML code.
Huh. Doesn't even appear to be HTML code for eBay.
No.
Huh.
So I asked the very nice woman working at Office Max to help me out with this. She attempts to print it, and the same thing happens. She attempts to print it on the big printer behind the counter. That printer is out of toner. She puts in new toner. That printer now has a full waste bin and must be emptied. So she attempts to print it back on the self-service printer again, this time in black and white. And this time, the item description prints normally, but the photo is blank.
Hmm.
So...
Digital clown?
I think it may not be so much a physical haunting as it is a digital haunting.
I think you got digital haunted.
I think I got digital get downed.
Because, like, I know a little bit of, like, code, and this doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Well, on Wednesday, October 16th, I shipped the clown off to its new owner, and it is no longer my problem.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, they're probably going to be expecting more of an organic... They're going to be expecting more of an organic haunting, but what they're going to get is, like, ruined eBay bids. Oh my god, was the clown trying to destroy the means of its egress from this place?
Probably. I was treating it very well.
Yeah, why would you do that?
It didn't want to leave.
You made it want to stay!
Sorry, clown.
I mean, admittedly, that is very odd.
Conclusion. Should you sell a haunted doll?
Apparently not.
I would say sure, because up until eBay destroyed my listing, it was a positive experience. I had fun taking the photos, I had fun writing the story, I had fun watching the bidding go up, 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 and it sold pretty quickly.
I would also say that I don't think there's a lot of, like, moral drag, like, if I may infer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like you sold it for roughly what the object is worth.
That was deliberate.
Yeah.
Start bidding at the low end, buy it now at the high end.
Yeah, so it's not, nobody got overcharged, like, that's about what that doll is worth.
Yes.
With or without Ghost.
Correct.
Okay, so it seems like it's fun all around.
Yeah. Though, I would be curious to try listing haunted dolls on Etsy instead of eBay, because Etsy seems to be where the haunted doll market fled to after eBay tried to say no more ghosts. eBay has since walked back the ghost policy.
They say now, yes, ghosts, please!
There was a point where you couldn't sell any haunted items, but now, as long as you say it's just the item, you can sell it.
Oh, okay. Etsy surprises me because I've always seen Etsy as more of a draconian, like, selling platform.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I look at the taxes.
Can you not buy spells on Etsy?
I guess you can, which now I'm not sure where I got that, got that feeling. It's the taxes. It's because they're incredibly strict about their taxes.
So...
haunted by bureaucracy.
Yeah, like, because they're good at record keeping.
Haunted? It seemed
okay,
like...
Okay, listen, not to be an asshole, but is the concept of keeping track of taxes so foreign to you that you assume they're haunted?
I am very good at taxes. Eat my shorts.
The ones that say God won't let you die?
Well, it's just that they're so particular about, like, the legal matters of bureaucracy... Because obviously they're strict about taxes to protect their own ass.
Yeah.
Come tax filing time. So that I actually just sort of assumed that they would take hard lines on all other legally ambiguous issues. But apparently not. Apparently they do not care how much you lie or how much you are bartering in the concept of a human soul.
I did say the doll was for entertainment purposes only.
Like, I'm guessing Etsy... Now I'm curious. I gotta look it up later.
So, next Halloween, we will experiment with selling a haunted doll on Etsy.
I think I'm going to experiment all year on selling haunted dolls.
It does seem to be a year-round market.
It seems to get you a crisp Jaxo.
Not a tubby?
Well, it's not tubby yet.
Someday. Someday I'm going to get me tubbies. So yeah, that's haunted dolls, everyone. Listen to my brother and me. All of the haunted doll watches are conveniently arranged in a YouTube playlist. You can find it by searching haunted doll watch on YouTube, and you will have a delightful afternoon, I assure you.
So you went from a guy who wanted to make some money on a genuinely nice doll to a guy who got fully cyber haunted by the digital Joker from Batman Beyond.
Yes. I would recommend this experience.
Okay, all right. Now, do you think you influenced the ghost to become digital, or do you think it was just that way?
I don't know.
Like, do you think the ghost saw you browsing the net and was like, that looks good, and got into your bits and bytes and stayed there?
Listen, we don't have the Ouija board, so we didn't actually get to talk to it.
So for the next experiment, I will be either procuring my Ouija board from the depths or getting a new one.
A genuine Parker Brothers talk board?
Yeah, GHO. Actually, you know, I haven't wanted an excuse to get that pink one.
Oh, the brief moment in time when Parker Brothers sold a Ouija board for girls and it was just all pastel Lisa Frank tones. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. There's an Etsy listing also for a Ouija board that's entirely in Comic Sans.
Amazing.
So, like, that also might be a purchase.
Oh, man.
That's great. I'm really glad you did this experiment. Like, I wish you hadn't gotten haunted, but I'm glad you discovered that dolls are nice, actually.
Incorrect.
Before they destroy your computer. Yeah, any parting thoughts on the haunted dolls and the bartering thereof?
I wish I had more dolls to sell, but not enough to go out and buy a doll. That was my one concern going into this, was being left with an unsold doll in my house.
Yeah.
Which is wretched. So I did specifically go find a doll I already owned, so that at least I wouldn't have acquired a new doll just sitting around my house doing nothing.
Which apparently you didn't mind all that much.
It wasn't doing nothing. It was sitting on its cushion all day and sleeping at night.
Yeah. So, like,
normal, cool doll things.
Just regular doll stuff. I'm really surprised about the eBay thing, because my first eBay account I signed up was Marty Burgers.
That is the other thing. eBay is, in my experience, the only online selling platform that cares that your shop name matches your legal name. Because I already had all of my PayPal information, so they had my legal name attached to that. They had my bank routing number. They had my debit card. They had my credit card. They had everything.
But they were just really concerned, like...
Yeah. God forbid I sell antiques under the name Antiques Freaks.
I don't get it.
God only knows. But yes. So, sources for haunted dolls.
Well, your attic. Well, your parents' attic.
We don't have an attic. We have a crawl space.
Oh.
Vox.com article, Inside the Haunted Doll Markets of eBay and Etsy by Sabrina Maddow. The Vice.com article, Meet Britain's Foremost Female Haunted Doll Investigator by Xing Cheng. Vice.com article, These People Spend Thousands of Dollars Buying Haunted Dolls from eBay by Jack Hutchcraft. And the Vice.com article, Meet the People Selling Haunted Dolls on eBay by Luke Winky.
What a beautiful... I like how well those last two pair up.
The Huffington Post article, So-Called Haunted Dolls, The Hot New Collector's Item by David Moy. The Wired.com article, eBay Bans Sales of Spells, Curses, Advice, and Other Intangibles. 1428elm.com, Haunted Doll Bought from eBay Attacks New Owners by Michael Dotson. NPR story, Haunted Dolls Are a Thing and They're Not Cheap Either. The Mirror article, The Weird Things You Can Buy on eBay from Haunted Dolls to Evil Spirits by Rebecca Day. The BuzzFeed article, I Bought a Haunted Doll from eBay and Now She's My Friend by Joanna Borns. The Babe.net article, I Bought a Haunted Doll and She Straight Up Visited My Dreams and Moved When I Wasn't Looking by Una Devereaux.
That's a good title.
The New York Public Radio article, The Haunted Dolls of eBay by Meredith Haggerty. That one contains the very good interview with Justin McElroy. Highly recommend. The New Yorker article, On eBay, A Fantastical Earnest World of Haunted Dolls by Katherine Carlson.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about eBay.
The Cracked.com article, 6 Things You Learn Selling Haunted Dolls to People by Anonymous, with the editor Ryan Menendez. My Brother and Me, the podcast. Also, the Fan Wiki. Thank you to everyone who contributed to the Fan Wiki. It's a delightful time. Also, eBay.com, just the whole dang thing. And, as always, Wikipedia. Donate, won't you? Thank you. If you have haunted dolls to tell us about, you can do so by emailing antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com.
If you think dolls are nice and cool, actually, you can say that as well.
By leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, 5 stars, please, for each ghost in one doll.
You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/antiquesfreaks, and while you're there, you can join our group, Antiques Freaks Friends.
Where you can make antiques friends.
And where we will be posting all of the photos available from the haunted doll process.
Yeah, and they are good. You are going to like these haunted doll photos, I guarantee it.
I guarantee it. If you would like to help make up the $9 difference that eBay owes me, you can hit up our Etsy at etsy.com/shop/antiquesfreaks, where we have a wide variety of vintage goods, not haunted, probably.
I really don't think so, But then again, I have had a spit of bad luck, so who knows?
Or, if you would prefer, you could check out our Patreon at patreon.com/antiquesfreaks, where you can listen to deleted scenes and sign up for the Random Vintage Postcard of the Month Club, where we send you a random vintage postcard every month.
Also free of ghost.
For now.
For now.
Special shout out to our current patrons for paying our hosting fees and getting us ever closer to our goal of releasing bonus episodes.
You guys are the best.
And thank you, specifically, for listening.
That's right, you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ooh.